Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Let's talk about Candace. And we're going to divide this up into two parts here. First, they came for Candace. Then they came for Zach DiGregorio. Then they came for Jimmy Dore, Ryan Mata, Dave Hodges. And soon, if you don't drink the Kool-Aid, they're going to come for you. I am on very solid ground historically for what you're going to be told here in the next two segments. If you've not signed up for our newsletter, you should. We're putting out multiple publications a day because there's so much going on. It gets tedious to keep coming back. I get it. Just let them all come to you in one email each and every day at the same time. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email, and that's all we need. People love it. Over 50,000 people are doing it. And best of all, it's free. We are brought to you by a tremendous set of products here, and you have a choice. If you followed me for any length of time, you've heard me talk about these products. One, I might not be here if it were not for the spray. And I've detailed that, the Nanosoma liquid spray. Then I talked about the fact that I'm doing things in the gym I haven't done in 25 years. That's the gel. Rub it on your joints. Took me about 6 to 8 weeks. And then there's the fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and burns. And you saw my cut. You saw the bandage. 10 days, needed about 6 stitches, didn't need them, no scar. Now, let me ask you, what's cheaper, these products or ongoing medical care? Now, this isn't a replacement for medicine at all, but I'm saying these are simple things that people could be doing every day. It's you got your vitamin C, you got your vitamin D, and you have your Nanosoma products. And this is the best deal on the planet. And I will talk about this until the day that I retire, the day they lay me to rest. I will talk about these products because it extended my life. It extended my lifespan in terms of how healthy I am. And you can have the same thing. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges to get the Magic Dicol starter pack, 15% off retail. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And by the way, you heard me yesterday, and I still got a little of this in my throat and a little congestion. But what's knocked most people on their butt in my area is like a tickle in the throat, makes me a little hoarse. I'm a little fatigued at times, but I'm getting through this just fine compared to other people that are bedridden. I attribute it to these products I'm taking. All right, I'm going to get down to business here with Candace Owens. And then we'll get down to business with Dave Hodges. And by the way, Zach DiGregorio, if you are coming across any of my videos, please contact me. I have some things I need to share with you. All right, we have a interesting phenomena going on here. This all started in about 1967. Boeing, along with the CIA, came up with, how can we discredit someone's inquiry into our crappy cover-up work with the Kennedy assassination? Okay. And they came up with a process they called delegitimization. Now, delegitimization is based on the fact that you don't deal with substantive facts. You ignore the facts. You ignore the arguments. You ignore the logic. You ignore the evidence. You ignore the receipts. Even when they show them to you on screen, you ignore it. And what do? You attack them. You make their stories about them. They're insane. And this is what crazy people do. How dare you say there could have been a second shooter? Oh, but wait a minute. In 1977, 13 years after the release of the biggest fiction in America's libraries, the Warren Commission came out, and the Warren Commission said, Lee Oswald, three shots, two hits, magic bullet, okay. And then the acoustics, the recordings came out in the House Select Committee, House of Representatives. And what they said was, there was at least a second shooter. And we believe it came from the grassy knoll. That got ignored. Responding to political pressure from the public, the House of Representatives investigated John Kennedy again, but the facts didn't matter. See, what they had was a motorcycle with a radio switched in the on position, recorded the shots of the Kennedy assassination. They were recorded at Dallas police headquarters, took a big legal fight for the House Select Committee to get those. And their experts concluded this is what it is. But you know what they did, the aftermath here of this strategy? Well, there's another way to look at this, but they never presented any science. And now we go to Candace Owens, circa 2025. Candace, she had no idea what happened to Charlie on that day, and she said as much. But as the explanations began to come out, she goes, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't fit. And she went through the same process that I did, only she went through it a little more rapid pace. And I attribute that to the fact that she was familiar with the personalities of TPUSA. She knew the inner workings, and she was able to draw conclusions more quickly than I was because of that. But I wasn't far behind. By the time we had reached the memorial, I had serious doubts. But I hadn't launched into this full bore. I just said, let's let this play out. Let's see where it goes. And at the time, I'm thinking, okay, there's a lot of crap coming out from the FBI I don't like. But Trump loved Charlie Kirk, as did most America. Trump isn't going to let this stand. And then when things began to settle in on a certain nation, and Trump had the Middle East peace deal at risk. The Epstein files would have embarrassed them, and Charlie was wanting to pivot away from Israel, as we all know. And he was also full release of the Epstein files, unredacted, no exceptions. Trump had to step in and protect his friend. Friends. And so we got a terrible FBI investigation. Now, let's enter into Candace. Candace was relentless. The only conclusion I've heard her make that I disagree with is that Trump was in on it. No, Trump covered up for the political reasons I just told you, and the FBI was the manifestation of a hugely bad cover story. And I've maintained it was so bad. Their cover story for the FBI is so bad. It's worse than any of the crap we saw in the Kennedy assassination that I thought they might have done this on purpose to pacify certain friends, but they knew that it wasn't enough to keep people like Candace or yours truly from asking the right questions. And speaking of asking the right questions, this is where Candace comes in. She started asking questions, and I noticed immediately. You're crazy. Well, when I did my research on the Kennedy assassination, and even though I was alive at the time of the aftermath, the Warren Commission, the Garrison trial, and all that, I had to go back as an adult to get an adult perspective. And I remember when District Attorney Jim Garrison brought the only trial brought in the case of the Kennedy assassination. And he goes on the Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson wasn't unfair, but the handling of it, the interpretation after the fact, was horrendous. They made him look like a complete idiot. And in the movie, he's sitting in bed with his wife, and they're watching the news reports about it. He goes, well, honey, at least they can't hang me. This was classic. Don't deal with the facts in your delegitimization process. Go after the person. Don't go after the fact that you don't buy into FBI forensics, covering up of the crime scene, all this stuff. Don't go into that. Don't defend that because you're defending the undefendable. Candace was asking questions. I started asking questions. Zach DeGregorio asked very important financial questions. Ryan Mata caught a lot. And they're not the only ones, but there were a lot of us there that says that, you know, we can smell the BS from a mile away. And so following the playbook that was done by Boeing in combination with the Brookings Institute, in combination with the CIA, they developed the term conspiracy theory. That if you think two bad people would ever get together and pull off a major act, and then, above all, try to cover it up, you're crazy. And we're not just going to say you're crazy. We're going to develop a euphemistic term that anytime we use it, everyone will know you're crazy. You're insane. You're an attention getter. You're a clickbaiter. You're insane to the highest degree. You need to be muzzled. You're dangerous. Your ideas are dividing the country. No, no, no. We can't let you say these things. Shut up. We'll tell you what to think. We'll tell you what the facts are. Don't ask questions. Oh my gosh, is this not what you've seen from TPUSA? And I'm going to get into my 15 reasons why I don't believe any of the investigation. And this covers a lot of the reasons. I'll just give you one. Why? I actually had someone tell me this who claimed to be an expert on gunfire. Do you have a problem with them covering up the crime scene after 48 hours?
Oh, no.
Well, could they have obtained maybe bullet fragments? Oh, you can't get bullet fragments from that. Really? That's one of the reasons they shut down crime scenes where there's been a shooting. They're looking for evidence they can trace ballistically to the gun. It was the most ignorant comment I had ever heard, ever. And I had to listen to the same person say a 30-06 doesn't have to have an exit wound when he hits the neck. Oh, I wanted to throw up. I was at a public event, so I thought this is not the time. Well, this is the time now. If you believe these things, and then I'm hearing someone else at the same table calling Candace every name in the book. Every name. Look at her. Every name. You understand what I'm telling you? Candace is a stand-up person. And some of us are made uncomfortable by people like Candace because she doesn't care what you think. She's going to tell you what she is finding out. And what she doesn't know, she's going to ask questions and says, it looks like, answer the question. And so the whole moral of the story is here. First, they come after you. They come after you by labeling you. They won't deal with your facts. No, never going to discuss the facts. You're just a conspiracy theorist. I'll give you an example. How could one bullet go through Kennedy and Conley and create seven different wounds, pulverize a couple of bones, and then emerge on a hospital stretcher, which the stretcher attendant said it was the wrong stretcher, and it's in perfect condition? Don't ask questions. You're a conspiracy theorist. How could a guy with a defective scope, with a partially blocked vision with a tree, make the shots he made? Remember, it was three shots, three hits. Oh, no. Guy standing next to Sheriff Bucky Walters. Shot hits the curb, hits his friend in the cheek. Uh-oh. That's how we got to come up with the magic bullet theory, which Zygden's. Don't ask questions. You're insane. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're actually a threat to national security. Someone's going to blame somebody else besides Oswald. It might be Cuba. You'll get us into a war with Russia. Unbelievable. This is what we're seeing now with Candace. This is what we're seeing right now, today, with Candace. You people out there need to understand the tactics that are employed here. It never changes. That's why when I said earlier on, when I said, I said I was going to stay out of this, but now I'm seeing so many lies, I have to get into it. My work with the Kennedy assassination prepped me to see the BS because the game plans don't change very much. There's a few alterations, but they follow the same playbook. And it all starts with, we want to shut you up by labeling you. We want to insult your character. We're going to make the public believe you're crazy. And if that doesn't work and people are still listening, then we're going to look for ways to quiet you down. Now, in the Kennedy assassination, well, there were a lot of people that ended up, let's say, not meeting a good fate, like Dorothy Kilgallen, right? And then another tactic they do alongside of that, if they feel they can't go to that level, then what they do is they deplatform you. They silence you. Don't you dare run that story. You run that story, we're going to wreck your paper. We're going to wreck your TV station. We're going to wreck your network. That's how people like Tucker Carlson get unemployed, because he wouldn't toe the company line in favor of their master, their chief advisor for investments. And then Tucker wouldn't shut up and he was gone. I don't think Tucker should have been surprised. He might have been surprised at the timing, but he couldn't have been surprised by the event. When I go back and I've looked at his last few shows, I could see it coming. And that company with the initials BR, they'd had enough. So now we look at Candace. We're into the, now let's bring in Alex Jones, the bastion of credibility. Let's attack him or her through Alex. Let's bring in other people. Let's attack Candace to these other people. Oh, she's crazy. She's been debunked five times. We've caught her in five different lies. No, this is not true. They haven't caught her in any lies. I disagree with her on one conclusion, which I said, which is about Trump. I told you what Trump's role was. She has her view that he was directly involved. I don't. That's okay. But you know what? Everything else she has said, she has shown the receipts for. But again, remember the strategy? Never deal with the facts. Just deal with the person. Make the person the issue. Don't let the issues come into play. Then you deplatform them. If you want to know what the establishment wants to cover up, just look at what they deplatform, what they censor. And this is what we're seeing with Candace, but this is dangerous. Because see, this is what happened to the Jews. Oh, gee, am I sympathetic? You're darn right I am. Part of the reason my family came from Germany was not the concentration camps. They left before that happened, but it was the mistreatment of Jewish people. Can't have you teaching our kids. You're fired. No professors. No, can't work in a bank. We know how you are. And then they employed all these stereotypes. And you'd go to movie theaters in Germany, pay your nickel or whatever it was you paid in German currency, and sit down. And before you'd watch a movie, you would watch a rat crawl out onto the stage. And above it, Juden. I mean, this is the propaganda they were doing. How do I know? I had relatives, ancestors that lived through this, and they told me when I was a kid. They never wanted to see this happen in America. And this is one of the reasons why they left. Not the only reason why they left, because the economy was going to hell in a handbasket very quickly, or should I say, a wheelbarrow full of cash. And they said, we're out of here. We're going to America. Family lived through it. So first, they shut you up. It doesn't work. Then they take you out of society. They deplatform you in every way possible. How many times have we seen this in recent history? And then what do? They come for you. And then you get to the saying, first they came for, and then they came for me, but there was no one left to speak. Stay tuned, because I'm going to give you the top 15 reasons that they won't deal with. They just want to attack people like me as being crazy. And I get some of the comments from the trolls. I get some of the emails. You're just an evil man. You're attacking Erica Kirk, the widow. No, I'm attacking her role as CEO. CEO. If you don't If you want to be immune by your actions as CEO, then don't make it public. Take some time off. But if you come out and you do things with the CEO that bother me, we're going to talk about that. Because you're no longer the grieving widow. You're the active or progressive CEO. You don't get to have it both ways. But see, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And remember, two bad people would never get together to plan to do something wrong and then cover it up. You believe that? You're crazy. Get a life. You have too much free time. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time by exposing the things they don't want you to talk about. Don't ask questions, says Sean Hannity. TPUSA tells you we have all the answers. Don't question us. Stop asking questions. Move on. The FBI says, hey, don't criticize our investigation. It's the only one you're going to get. We expose all that. And in this piece, we're going to talk about the 15 top reasons why you shouldn't believe anything TPUSA or the FBI says about the death of Charlie Kirk. We are brought to you by a great set of products. And I just want to highlight one functionality here. If you order the starter pack, you get 15% off the Magic Dicol and Anisoma products. These three sprays that are offered here, three bottles, they're what brought me back from strip lung linings, from RSV. The doctor said, Dave, at your age, you're not coming back. You're kind of toast. It boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. And if I could pick one product for you to have, it'd be this. And I believe this would have a lot to do with changing the health status of this country. Also, you've got the gel for joints, and you've got the skin cream for cuts, burns, and so forth. Together, the starter pack, 15% off, go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right, shall we look at some reasons why we shouldn't believe anything? Anything. Let's just assume I was employed by TPUSA. I'm loyal to Charlie, and I'm devastated. One, I've lost my friend. We've lost the great leader of a movement, someone who's highly respected. What's going to happen to my organization without this man? There you go. And that's where my mind would go. And I'm thinking, okay, for us to maintain credibility as an organization, we need justice for Charlie and Charlie's family. But wait a minute. We're not supposed to ask questions. Well, we got 15 of them right here. Number one, who in their right mind would think a 30-06 could enter the neck of someone from 140 yards away and not have an exit wound, not literally blow his frickin' head off his shoulders that we see with bull moose and elk? Exactly. I can't find a legitimate hunter or a military sniper that believes this story. In fact, I was talking to Ted Brewer yesterday. And Ted, I told Ted about the 30-06. He goes, Dave, what was the one thing where you knew this was BS? I said, 30-06. And he said, Dave, I own a 30-06. There's no way that was the gun that was used. That's number one. Number two, covering up the crime scene. And I mentioned this in a previous piece with Candace when I was referencing Candace. Might want to see it if you haven't. First, they came for Candace, dot, dot, dot. Then they came for you after they got everybody else. Now, this is really interesting to me because you can't have gotten all the microscopic bullet fragments if a bullet was used, or you couldn't have got if the microphone theory, since that's an Israeli Mossad MO with regard to Hamas and the assassination of their top leaders, you wouldn't have found the shards, except Candace did in the backseat of that car that took Charlie to the hospital. She's got the photos. Someone's a good person. Someone let her know. You don't destroy a crime scene 2 days after a major murder. But that's what they did. And why did it have to be that exact spot? Well, I think you know the answer to that. Then there's the George Zinn. Let's drop our drawers and stand up when Charlie crumbles to the ground and yell, "I did it, I did it, I did it." Then he gets arrested, taken away. We know he has nothing to do with it. He tells the hospital nurse, because he was injured in the arrest, that, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to be paid for this." George Zinn, I call him Decoy Boy, who had a history with the CIA. 9/11, the Boston Marathon. That's why I'm not believing your theories. TPUSA, why aren't you asking these same questions? Should be. Number four. The great work of Ryan Mata. Finding IP addresses from Israel days and weeks and months before the event. And they come from Israel and they're looking at the judges. They're looking at the doctors at the hospital. They're looking at the site. They're looking at the building that Tyler Robinson allegedly was on. Yeah. Number five. The FBI and the 10th Amendment. This was a crime carried out in Utah by a Utah citizen against a private citizen, Charlie Kirk, at least that's the official version. Where is the FBI's role in this? It's not interstate. It's not against a federal official. They had no business being involved. Why did they take the investigation over? Because they had to lead it to the conclusion they wanted to keep people from asking questions that would connect it to Jeffrey Epstein and also to a particular nation who Charlie was turning away from. Number six. Tulsi and Joe Kent. Here you have the Director of National Intelligence. Are you listening to this, Cash Patel? This is called Chain of Command. And Joe Kent was requesting, as Tulsi's deputy and the head of counterterrorism, he was requesting material on foreign connections to Charlie's demise. What's the harm? It's a federal agency. It's not the National Enquirer. So Tulsi and Joe Kent had a meeting with Cash Patel and Netanyahu campaign supporter in 2023, Susie Wiles, chief of staff for Trump. And they said, "No, you don't need to look at this." Do you have a problem with that? I have a big problem with that. Number eight. Charlie was turning away from the donors. And we know there were threats made. The Hamptons after that June meeting. We know we're pulling our funding. Charlie, you don't know what you're getting into here. You might want to take a second look, Charlie. Charlie, this is not good for you. We know those things happened. So the head of an organization is not allowed to pivot away from a nation he's uncomfortable with? I guess not. Number nine. The fabricated timeline on where were you on the evening of September 8th, 9th? How about that? Erica, Brian, where were you? Oh, and then we get receipts from Andrew Colvid with a fake photo from the wrong day. See, right there, it doesn't matter what else they say. They were caught in a lie. In a court of law, when you lie about one thing, you discredit the entire testimony. They lied. And someone made a really good comment they posted on social media for me. They said, "You know, Dave, even if this snow fellow at Fort Huachuca, who allegedly saw Erica, Brian Harpo, the boy ex-boyfriend of Erica, even if this isn't true, the fact that this Mitch Snow, if he's a fake, he was put there to discredit Candace, that still tells you they're trying to take her off the path. Why? What path do you need to take her off of if this isn't real?" Amazing. Number 10. Follow the money. Show me the money. Hey. You need to go over to Wolves. Oh, gosh. Zach, I'm sorry. I forgot the Wolves and Finances, I think. But Zach D. Gregorio, you can put that into search engine. Go look at what he's finding with their funds. I found the 1.5 million. It's actually 1.496 that went to, we're not sure. Zach says a parking lot. They did have a this 110 LLC did have a mailbox at UPS, but who gets $1.5 million at a mailbox at UPS? Nobody. Nobody. I've asked us accountants and they laugh. They break into law. No, no one does that, eh? That's crazy. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I went to a state senator, allegedly. So you look at this, their funny money business tells you they were driven by money. You know, there's a new thing that's out right now too with Zach. He's got Tyler Boyer going from broke to 600,000 to having, I forget how big is his house, 40,000 square feet. It's $4 million. How does he do that when you're working for a non-profit 501c3? And then on top of that, the funny money was exposed by the fact that, you know what? They didn't file three of their 4990 forms for until 6 months after the deadline. Then they were allowed to predate it. Who gets away with that? I wouldn't. Okay. And then number 11, Mikey McCoy, the amazing Michael McCoy, the wonderful Mikey McCoy. Remember how they just showered him with all these pejorative compliments in front of his name? Because the world was asking the question I'm going to pose right here. What kind of human being watches his supposed best friend and boss crumble to the ground, doesn't try to see what's going on, doesn't offer assistance, is on the phone, walks away, doesn't give a second look back? Can you tell me that, please? Who would do that? That doesn't even design, I mean, it just shows depraved indifference. Number 12, Eric has passed, which I really haven't dedicated a lot to this, but here we go, Erica. I didn't date for 5 years. It was counterproductive. My roommate, with really interesting family ties, who's my cousin, she would go to breakfast with one man, lunch with another, dinner with another. I just found that counterproductive, and I don't drink. And all we did see with the receipts, she dated and she drank. She lied. And to me, that's a lie you don't need to tell. Trying to promote the image. And see, that's where I get concerned. That lie, although it seems like a white lie, series of white lies, it's a major lie because it promotes a false image. I'm the Christian stay-at-home mother, and I waited for the right man. I'm Snow White, and he kissed me on the lips, and I woke up. No, honey, there was a lot more going on before that, and I'll be a gentleman, not elaborate any further. Then there was the in number 13, the Amfest cringeworthy display. If you really love Charlie, and if you were torn down to the core of your being with horrible heartache, then you tell me. Why would you allow a depiction at Amfest, a mock-up of the tent in which the killing was carried out? And you could go in there and stand next to Charlie's picture and take a selfie. That just makes my skin crawl. And it doesn't speak to, we love this man, we lost a great leader. Is that how you honor him? Cringeworthy might be too nice of a term. Number 14. Hiding behind your widow as a grief and using the grieving of a widow to excuse your actions as CEO and also to cover your lies. How dare you ask me questions about my past? I've already told you, but we see these inconsistencies. Doesn't matter. I'm a grieving widow. Leave me alone. Yeah, but Erica, you're making CEO decisions like the Amfest display of your husband's place of demise. In selfies, you don't think the public think that's a bad? Don't ask questions. I'm a grieving widow, and forget the fact I'm a CEO. My grieving widow status overrides your ability to question my actions as CEO. Sorry, not buying it anymore. I'm not saying you weren't a grieving widow, but I'm saying That doesn't excuse your actions as CEO. And you grieved so much you became the CEO 2 days after Charlie was gone. Oh my gosh. Erica's decision making as CEO and her body language. I've been bothered with this since her first public speech 2 days after Charlie was gone. I just kept him under myself. I go, no, that's, come on, Dave. Come on. Don't go there. You're being paranoid, maybe guilty of all the things they confuse with conspiracy theorists and accuse us of being. And I kept my mouth shut. And then I saw it big time at AmFest. Not AmFest, back up. The memorial. And then AmFest. I didn't see grief. And I know we grieve differently. So this is the last thing that I looked at. And finally, I just said, the evidence is overwhelming. She's on the podcast all the time. She's traveling here, there, and everywhere. That's number 14. Number 15. Erica's. The image. She lied about her background in New York City to protect an image. Her image. This Christian stay-at-home mother, and I have to submit my authority to Charlie. This is what she said. But it's not necessarily my views. But my wife's a strong woman, and early in our marriage, she made a lot more money than I did. Okay? Although she never really held it over me. But the reality is this. Nothing wrong with a successful woman. Erica was a millionaire before she married Charlie. There's nothing wrong with that. Congratulations. Shows you have a brain. But you come across with this, a woman's place is in the home. And Erica, some women don't have a choice. They got to hold two jobs. I don't get it, Erica. I don't get it. But let's go along with the image, okay? You basically said on podcasts with Charlie, a woman's place is in the home and she should be there for her husband when he gets home, cook the dinner, da, da, da. I mean, these are her words, not mine. Not mine. My married life hasn't always worked that way, and that's okay. And what she and Charlie chose was okay. But don't present this image. That's not you. Because since he's been gone, how many nights have you spent alone with your children without outside influences? What I see is you gallivanting around the country. You're on every media outlet defending your position. Okay? You're on every media outlet. You're constantly on the podcast. You're at AmFest. You tell me, Erica, where is this Christian's mother attention towards her children? Who's watching the kids as you travel away? Tell you one thing right now. If I understand the mindset of Charlie as a Christian father and his expectations of a wife, he's not happy right now. And I find this to be cringeworthy. And I've got a bonus. We'll add a 16th in there before I go. If we're all full of crap, anyone who doesn't accept the official version of 30-06 didn't take off Charlie's head, the crime scene cover-up is perfectly fine, Erica's behavior is not to be questioned under any circumstances, and we get into all the other things, 30-06, okay, all those things, okay? If you're the purveyors of truth, TPUSA and FBI, then why does your ally, Benjamin Netanyahu, have to pay $7,000 to $11,000 for a post that's friendly to Israel? Boy, it seems counterintuitive to me. New people tell me, maybe I'm just a raving lunatic that's a conspiracy theorist. Or maybe I'm just one pissed off citizen that cares about the young adults that we're producing in this country. And we lost our major asset to form them in really productive ways. I am one pissed off person. Charlie should still be here doing his work. He was betrayed, and we're going to expose the betrayal because we're not going to let you take America's youth down the path you have planned for them. It's that simple. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.
I spent some time over on Finances and Wolves, which is Zach DeGregorio's website. And I mentioned him in an earlier segment today. And I thought, well, I better go up there and see what's what. And he corrected me on one thing I said. He said he even had made the same mistake, that State Senator Jake Hoffman, the recipient of the $1.5 million from TPUSA, I should say 110 LLC, his company, that they didn't have a website. Well, technically, they do. So I'm going to stand in correction here, but wait till I tell you what is available publicly to find out. It'd be almost better if they didn't have a website. Oh my, we've uncovered a possible motive for murder. I'm not saying anybody did it, but I'm saying I've seen people from the news that have been offed for a whole lot less. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And right now, you convert your retirement to Noble Gold account, you're going to get 10 1-ounce silver coins. Have you seen what's happened to the price of silver? Whoa. Yeah, exactly. But why would you do it? Because the banks can keep it. And the banks are in trouble now because of the silver crisis. I'm still unfolding this because there's a lot of twists and turns and moving parts going on. But I can say this, 2026 is going to mark a change in our economic system, and gold and silver are going to be at the heart of it. So is Bitcoin. And I'm telling you, gold is the safe refuge right now. It is your safe bet. Now, could you pick up some silver? Wait until after Wednesday. Why? Because on New Year's Day, the Chinese are going to change the rules for the Shanghai Silver Exchange. And we don't know what it is, but they hold all the cards right now. And I may get to that in a later segment today. I may have to wait till tomorrow. But here's the bottom line. You need to have a relationship with Noble Gold so you can stay on top of this. Protect your resources. Grow your investments. They are tremendous. They're the best I've ever dealt with. Here's what you do. You go to the phone and you call them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And you need to do it before they kick in Dodd-Frank, the law from 2010 that says they can keep your money because they're in trouble. Now, I have to give you a warning. FTC wants me to tell you, there's no guarantees. Yeah, we agree. If you have a financial planner, consult them. If you have a banking advisor, consult them. I wonder if they'll tell you about Dodd-Frank 2010. Reality. If you forget those phone numbers, 877-646-5347, go to DaveHodgesGold.com to get the process started. But I would do it now. You kind of wonder what you step into. When I took on the forces behind the Central American Free Trade Agreement in defense of my community's property rights, I got run off the road. My house in Glendale, not the house that was affected by this process, it got shot up with my family in it. Yes, the police were called. They were horribly incompetent. But I've been through this intimidation. And this was kind of for a whole lot less personally than what I'm seeing here. If this isn't a motive for murder, I don't know what is, but I can't ascribe a murder without a trial. But I'm saying there's enough, and I'm contemplating whether I'm going to team up with some fellow citizens and take what I have found. And I'm going to try to contact Zach DeGregorio and try to get him to go in on me. This needs to go to the Attorney General of Arizona. Now, do I have a lot of faith in her? No, absolutely not.
It also needs to go to other various law enforcement agencies because what's been discovered needs to be investigated. Let's go back to the old situation we've been talking about for some time now. And it's this. 110 LLC owned, supposed to be a marketing company, owned by a state senator, Jake Hoffman, Arizona. Recipient of nearly $1.5 million that went to an address for the only company presence for 110 LLC is a UPS mailbox. And accountants have laughed at me, as I said earlier, when I said, "Would you send $1.5 million to a UPS?" You can't. They started laughing. No one would do this. But Jake Hoffman was a recipient of such a practice. So his company's background, which he did not tell the truth about on X, Hoffman's company's background, it's not 10 years old. He had another marketing company that he still claimed active on the books, even though it was dissolved in 2021. But in his 2023 campaign statement, he had it listed as being worth over $100,000, not 110 LLC, its predecessor. 110 LLC is not 10 years old, as he has said on X. It was the creation in, I believe it was May of 2021. I also mistakenly reported they didn't have a website. And Zach DeGregorio has corrected himself on this too, but I find it interesting what Zach found. They're not registered on Google. Whoa, wait a minute. I got a website, thecommonsenseshow.com. If I wasn't on Google, that website'd be in big trouble for bringing me any attention. That'd be catastrophic not to be on Google. It's the standard bearer of registered websites. Why would you not register if you're a marketing company? And the web page they have is 4 years old and hasn't been touched since. And it showed promotional materials associated with Turning Point USA. Oh, boy, the more I talk, the more interesting it gets, doesn't it? There's a corporation out there that was formed without Charlie. Two TP USA board members. And State Senator Jake Hoffman, and then a couple other, well, Tyler Boyer, yeah, probably the payer to the payee of the $1.5 million. That'd be my guess. The company is called We the People USA Inc. These companies keep being set up to move money through the TP USA shell corporations. And it's interesting that State Senator Hoffman and Tyler Boyer end up as partners in these kinds of ventures. And when you look at 110 LLC in Delaware, it's a Delaware corporation. They have an address, but it's for other corporate addresses too. In other words, it's a factory mill for a paper mill, I should say, for corporations. And this is really beneficial if you're hiding money because the laws of Delaware don't require disclosure of who owns or filed the paperwork. Complete anonymity. If you want to hide something, it's a good way to do it. You know, when you step out on this ledge, like I and a few other people have now, you're taking a real risk. I found that out when I was fighting against CAFTA for our community's property rights. That's how I got into this business, by the way. And I look at this and I shake my head saying, how far is this going to go? Now, it made sense to me why Erica Kirk had to become the CEO. I'm going to give you, well, she was part of it. And then I'm going to give you, maybe she wasn't part of it and she's trapped. Her behavior has been weird. It's anything but a grieving widow. And most people look at this, unless you want to just do the cognitive dissonance trip, you know I'm right. Is she a participant or cover up? Overarching all of this, Charlie ordered a Doge type audit 8 days before his demise. Could be a coincidence. You could tell this is pretty unnerving because this company has hundreds of millions of dollars passing in and out of it. Does this take Israel off the hook? No. We might be looking at dual motives. And there was a marriage of opportunity for both. I'm not saying that's what happened, but it certainly needs to be investigated. There is so much damning evidence right now. The 990 forms that weren't filed on time and then postdated, three of the four shell corporations for TPUSA, should be enough to trigger this in combination with Charlie's ordering of a self-anointed audit by an outside force that he appointed. And the audit's been canceled. Now, Erica Kirk. Is she part of a possible conspiracy, or was she installed as CEO because she's trapped? There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. I don't know which element's true. But I had an aha moment today when I was listening to one of Zach's videos, and I was like, holy crap, Batman. Erica could be trapped. And then we have the instance that Candace has produced the results for 68 intersects of Egyptian airplane with Erica's location. She could be a victim, people. And she's scared to death, and this is how she's acting. And she's following orders with all these appearances. Part of me would like to believe that and take her off the hook. There, for the grace of God, go I. But the reality is this, I just don't know. What I do know is there's enough here financially to trigger an attorney general audit, an IRS audit. But when you have the FBI conducting a phony investigation, what do you think the odds of that happening are? The odds are much greater that they can use their federal connections from TPUSA to make your life very difficult. So, do you think I report this with a good conscience and no fear? The nice thing is more than one of us, more than two of us, are now looking at this. And this is going to grow in its volume. And I think that taking away one of your critics, TPUSA, won't change the outcome. I don't have anything else to really add. It's just this is the most unnerving thing. I had this aha, drop a brick on my head moment. And here we go. What I have said here about 110 LLC's webpage, it's phony. A marketing company would be self-promoting. Not one update in 4 years. LLC with no disclosure of names fits the bill, doesn't it? For $1.5 million going to a UPS Dropbox. You tell me what you think. Is there enough there to pressure the authorities to do an investigation? That's it for the Common Sense Show.